Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Chris, do you remember going into any place like that, a West Coast venue or anywhere, where it was so clearly a Steeler-dominated crowd?
Well, you know what? Whenever we go on the road, we've got a lot of Steeler fans. And, you know, we'll go to places. Usually out west, there's a lot of fans out there that don't get to see us very often. So they travel in droves, but I've never seen anything. Guys, I'm telling you, it seemed like it was 75 to 80% Steeler fans.
Yeah.
And 20 to 25% Chargers fans. I mean, if you were a player for the Los Angeles Chargers, you have to be just demoralized. It's just demoralizing. Just look up and see terrible towels everywhere, black and gold everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, I would say they are going to have their challenges. They're going to share a stadium with the Rams. And, of course, the San Diego fan base is in San Diego. So it's going to be hard for them to get to Los Angeles. But that worked in the Steelers' favor. As a player, Chris, how can that help you during a game?
Well, listen, when you go on the road, Larry, you always say it's us against the world, because you walk into a stadium and all you see is a sea of the color of your opponents. And you see your opponents. It's just you, 53 guys against the world. And when you go into a stadium like that, and you're seeing that's not that way on the road, it energizes you. It picks you up. It's just like playing a Heinz Field almost. Not exactly, but very close. Because when you play in front of your own fans, and they're cheering you on, and they're loud when you're on defense and the home team is on offense, usually the home crowd's quiet, and they're cheering for you on third down. So it's hard for the home team to make the adjustments, and vice versa. When you're on, when you have the ball and it's third down, it's a little more quiet for you rather than loud, and hard to make checks and the adjustments. I mean, that is like a home field advantage on the road, and it's just empowering and energizing for you as a player.
Well, it was pretty clear that the defense was energized from the beginning of the game. It just looked like they were swarming, and the Chargers had no answer.
Well, you're exactly right, and they had to come out like that. Listen, they had an undrafted rookie free agent starting in this game, unproven guy, didn't know what they were going to get, and they came out with a game plan to really control this game. And I know all week Coach Tomlin was telling the defense, you have to control this game, you have to start fast, you have to take the pressure off of Hodges and this offense. And guys, listen, in the first 6 minutes, they scored a touchdown on a takeaway. When Devin Bush recovered that fumble, returned it for a touchdown. Then they had another one where Tyson Alualu batted the ball. Devin Bush again intercepts it. They get the ball in the Chargers' territory. They march down again. It's going up to another touchdown. Before you blink, it's 14-0. What a way to take the pressure off Devin Hodges.
That was the plan, and it worked to perfection early on. However, this is the National Football League, and Hodges threw a pick, and that really was a turning point for San Diego. And the next thing you know, they score 17 unanswered points.
Yeah, that pick, and it's a really poor choice that he made. And he didn't make many of them all night, but that was a bad throw, throwing into heavy coverage. And that did spark a run by the Chargers. And Phillip Rivers stood back there, and they had a tough time now with Tua out of the game because of an injury. T.J. Watt banged up on the sideline. And gassed, he picked apart that Steelers secondary and threw the ball. A lot of his yards came in the fourth quarter, 14 points. And it's just, it just shows you that as well as the Steelers have been playing, as many takeaways they have defensively, they've still got to continue to plug away and get better, and there's things that they can work on.
You know, when you heard Coach Tomlin after the game say Stephon Tuitt has a pec injury, I have seen guys around that locker room before who have those kind of injuries, and that never is a good thing.
Yeah, that scares me. I really like Stephon. He's a friend. He's a good person. He's a good individual. and just a hardworking guy. And I believe, guys, that he is right now, to this point in the season, after six games, the defensive MVP. I mean, he has been playing so well, and a lot of the turnovers that the Steelers have created, it's because of the pressure he's put on the quarterback, the way he's played in the run game. And whenever you see a big guy like a Stephon Tuitt, where they say it's a pec injury, where it's soft tissue, you have to think it could be the worst, that it could be a torn pec. I hope and pray that it's not, but it just seems like that's how it typically goes. We'll find out over the next couple of days, and maybe not, because it's a bye week, and he doesn't have to. Coach Tomlin doesn't have to put that report out there, but it's just an unfortunate injury to a guy who's just having a spectacular season.
We're with two-time Super Bowl champ Chris Hoke. Chris, so how big is a bye week? I mean, it's an extra week, and as we've pointed out, a lot of players are nicked up. How much does that play in, and then coming back and playing a team that hasn't won a game in 2 weeks?
Well, that's a good little 1-2 punch, isn't it, Larry? I mean, you have a bye week now, so you have a lot of guys nicked up. As you saw, James Conner couldn't finish the game. T.J. Watt couldn't finish the game. And we can go down a list of players who are really banged up right now and that could really use this bye week. So Coach Tomlin's always, he's always known how to treat his players in these bye weeks and give a lot of the veteran guys off and let it be used as a opportunity for some of the younger players to get some snaps and get some repetitions. And they come into the bye, after the bye week into Miami, and you would have to think that if the Steelers can come back healthy, and getting Mason Rudolph back, because I'm really a Mason Rudolph fan, and getting him back and playing Miami at home on Monday Night Football, they could be sitting there really in competition for, again, for the division, sitting at 3-4 2 weeks from now. It's just amazing to be thinking about that.
Oh, boy, you opened the door here, so I'm going to walk in. Duck or Mason Rudolph? I mean, I think a lot of fans like what they saw in Duck last night.
Nah, I got to go with Mason Rudolph. I think he's the guy who's going to end up being down the road when Ben decides to hang it up, could be the franchise guy. And I know, I think the Steelers believe that as well. You have a guy, Duck Hodges, who could become a great quarterback in the NFL. A great backup, but I think right now this is Ben Roethlisberger's team. And then right there behind him, Mason Rudolph, if whatever happens with that elbow and when Ben retires, I think they really hold Mason Rudolph in high regard.
Well, the story of how Duck ended up as a starter last night made, great national.
That's a great story.
Yeah, he was the darling, the Duck darling. But from a practical standpoint, Mason Rudolph is the guy, right?
That's my belief, and I believe the Steelers feel the same way. And, it's interesting, though, the game plan that they used with Mason Rudolph and with Devin Hodges, very similar. Checking the ball down to your backs. You look at a couple weeks ago when Mason was one of his first starts, the ball was going to the backs. He was throwing a lot of the balls behind the line of scrimmage or checking it down, and that's exactly what Duck did last night. I mean, he threw the ball seven times to Connor, one time to Benny Snell, but very few catches by the other receivers. And so they employed the same offense, but when you talk about a guy like Duck Hodges, for him to come out there and play with that kind of confidence and throw the ball around like he did, you got to commend him a lot.
It was a good win and a nice opportunity to rest 2 weeks from tonight. Steelers host the Miami Dolphins Monday Night Football. Chris, always appreciate your insight. Have a great week.
Man, I appreciate you guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.